Okay. What would you call a noisy little dog?
Oh, just say a fussmaker, I would say. I just call him a fussmaker, a barking little devil. That's the barkingest dog I ever heard. That's that way, that's where I'd speak it.
What about just a worthless dog that wasn't any good for anything?
I just say, well, he's just a no good dog. That's all I could say. But yet and still, he's an animal. If the right person get him, they could make something out of him. But yet and still, I've used that word. He ain't good for nothing. I have used it. But to run the street, that's what I'd call it. That's what I have said. That don't make it true, but of course I said it, but I have said that.
What about a mixed breed dog? You didn't know what kind he was.
Oh, I'd say that. I don't know what kind he is, only I'd say he mixed up with so and so. But all I would say, but to say know what breed he would be, I don't think I would know unless I was a dog and raised him. But I would just say he was a mixed breed. That's all I would say, if I know it. But if I didn't know it, I would say, well, I don't know what kind of breed he is.
Say if you had a mean dog, you tell someone, you better be careful, that dog will...
He'll bite you.
And yesterday that dog...
Bit somebody, done so-and-so.
And you're saying the person had to go to the doctor then after he got...
Bit.
Okay, would you ever say after he got dog bit?
Dog bite, dog bit, most of the word, I would say bit. But not a lot of people use the word dog bite, but I say, I tell people, well, that dog will bite you. But now, I say, yesterday he bit somebody. I wouldn't say yesterday he bite somebody. I would say, if he bit somebody, I say, if he did bite, I say he bit somebody yesterday. I wouldn't say bite somebody yesterday. I would say he will bite you. And anybody tell me, like I've heard a lot of people say, he won't bite you. I look at him, I say, well, he got teeth, ain't he? I don't tell nobody my dog won't bite you. I say, don't mess with him, he might bite you. And if I got a dog gonna bite, I'm gonna put a sign up there somewhere or another. Always did. And I'm a great lover of dogs, and I have always kept dogs in these lately years. I can't take care of none now, and I don't keep none. Because I don't be here to take care of them. But I've been without a dog since my children left them around and my sister then left them around. The longer now I've been without a dog in my life. I raised dogs when I was a young kid coming up and I kept them. Up until I'd go away and come back, but I'd have somebody to take care of them. My mother was living. But after all, a dog will bite. If he got teeth, he'd bite. And I don't ever tell nobody he won't bite you. Because I've heard that thing said a lot of time, and I'm seeing dogs have bit people.
Have you ever been bitten?
See?
Have you ever been bitten?
Not by a dog. Not yet I haven't. I've had to jump at me, more especially since I've been on crutches. Then right now, I wouldn't go in a prison yard if I see a dog no kind of way. Or if I'm going to find out where the one is for, because they're scared of these crutches. They're all dogs. Excuse me. What's that last question?
You talk about animals, the kind of animal that you milk.
Cows, goats, sheep. But goats and cows is the only thing I don't know much about.
What about the male cow?
Male cow. You don't make a...
What do you call him?
I want to call a bull. And then the rest we call a milk cow.
Does the word bull sound sort of bad to say?
No. It's just like a man and a woman. That's all you would say. The bull is the man and the milk cow is the female, is the woman, that's all. So I won't see where it sounds so bad. I don't see where that sounds so bad. Because that's what they call them, bulls, you know?